Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Customized Academic Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Time right now is 8:30. Good Monday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. This morning we're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. You can see my handsome young guest, and I'll introduce you to him here in a second. I know many of you heard my voice this morning, and you're already shutting off your radios because you're missing Steve Graddick, because I know this is this is his day, but he is in studio. And if he doesn't like the way this show works out, I'm sure he'll pop in here and make it happen. I'm going to introduce you to my guest right now. This wrote a press release. One of our employees here at Grady Communications wrote a nice press release on him, titled it, "He's Coming Back Home." The gentleman started his broadcast career here at WLBB, WBTR, back in 1979. Spent 4 years locally before heading out to Anniston, Alabama, where he's been for the last 24 years. His career has been marked by numerous accolades, including being named the Alabama Sportscaster of the Year in 2022 by the National Sports Media Association. As the voice of the Gamecocks, he's been the lead announcer for Jacksonville State University Athletics, where he's called some of the most historic and memorable moments in the university sports history. His dedication to excellence has earned him a spot in the JSU Athletics Hall of Fame. His name is Mike Paris, and he is our new sports director, I guess officially as of today, the Grady Communications Sports Director.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And I'm going to get in trouble in a hurry. So normally Steve Graddick does this, and he doesn't do it this morning.
He got a little hurt.
I'm hurt.
He
I'm
was
hurt.
Intimidated is what you said. He was intimidated by the new
right.
sports director. If any talk about anything with a ball, he just he would have made it political.
He was afraid I would ask for a raise first thing.
First thing in here. Anyway, it's good to meet you, Mike.
Thank
it's
you,
first
sir.
Time
nice
I've met you,
this.
Though, but my gosh, apparently legendary in West Georgia and East Alabama.
I'm just old, man. That's all it is.
I was excited because I know you're over at Jacksonville State, and a lot of people know that I grew up in West Virginia, and one of our former football coaches is over there now. So I'm trying to take advantage of our new friendship and see if we can get an autograph. Although, once you say, yeah, the guy's from West Virginia, he may roll his eye, even though he's born in West Virginia.
Right.
But his exit was not great.
No.
He was not adored as he left West Virginia to go to Michigan to bigger and better things.
Not only is he from West Virginia, we have probably three or four other staff members that are West Virginia natives or either were coached with him up there, as a matter of fact, as well.
And, well, we got to hope you guys pull out some big wins then. Right now, 0-2, right?
Well,
Jacksonville State.
Hadn't been pretty so far.
But two bigger teams, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And, we just didn't play well against Coastal. I thought we played better Saturday, but Louisville. With Florida State's troubles, I think Louisville's probably got a shot to win the ACC now, and they're 2-0 and got a pretty good quarterback. Got his sixth year in college playing quarterback, so we took our lump Saturday. They got it going the second half a little bit.
West Virginia fan here, but we had North Carolina State guy in there running camera. So you're talking about the ACC, he'd be disappointed.
Oh, the Volunteers beat up on your boys the other day.
And I can never say anything bad to him because I'm always coming in after West Virginia's lost on the weekend, so I can never say anything. Although we did whoop up on University of Albany this weekend.
The great Danes.
All right. Let's talk about you, Mike. How did we get lucky enough to drag you in here to our little measly programming thing here in West Georgia?
Well, actually, I started here. My first job was a part-time job in Griffin, Georgia. That's where I went to high school to live there. But my career, I guess you could say, began here. I worked here from 79 to 83.
And it was
LBB and BTR was a combo at that time.
Okay.
LBB at that time was
on the same signal?
Different frequency.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 1100 AM, as a matter of fact, at that time. And I remember, in fact, in the process of moving a while back, we had the 33rd anniversary of the radio station during that time. And we did some keychains that were like a LP, you know. That sort of thing. And how about this? Cigarette lighters. Those cigarette lighter holders. We did those for the anniversary.
And you can't do it now.
My, how times have changed.
Absolutely.
So, but I worked here from 79 to 83, went through an ownership change, was part of that. But I will say, in the time I was here, the general manager at that time was Bob Thorburn. I came in right as football season started in 1979, and from that point on, I was really the only person on staff that had an interest in sports, and that was one reason I got into radio at that time, was a chance to – sports is all I've known all my life. Look, I can't be a handyman or anything. I can't fix anything at home. I got to call somebody. So, but he basically – hey, if we can sell it, we'll do it. So that I basically could do what I wanted to from a sports standpoint there, and I did a lot of other things, obviously. Worked an air shift. In fact, I was – in that seat you're in at one time, I guess you could say. But got my start here, then went through the ownership change. I went to Anniston in 1983, started to work over there on Monday, did a high school game on Thursday. I knew nobody, no clue, nothing about what was going on over there.
Yeah, because we were talking about that, how important it is to kind of recognize the players when you're talking about them.
So I've been there 42 years in the Anniston area, and was fortunate, the station I went to work for, the gentleman there had done the radio broadcast since like 1945, early to mid 40s. He owned the radio station, or was about to buy the radio station, I should say, at that time. He was an AM/FM combo as well. And that first year I did the games, but he was with me, and after that he turned it loose. So this is 42 years for me, or has been. And I actually, Jacksonville State hired me in a full-time capacity in 1995. I worked radio there from 83 to 90, worked for the cable system. Don't tell Steve, I was selling advertising. From 90 till 95, and the university hired me in full-time capacity in 95. And I retired actually 3 years ago, August 1st of 21. And when you retire from the state of Alabama and you go back to work for a state entity, you have to have a separation period, minimum 30 days. So I went back September 1st as a part-time employee just to do the radio broadcast. So I'm a part-time employee still at the university, and all I do is our radio broadcast at this point.
Well, as a kid, two questions I'm going to ask you about 1979. I guess, first of all, did you catch yourself in front of the TV, broadcasting? Is that how you got into it, you think?
Actually, no. I grew up listening to Milo Hamilton do the Atlanta Braves. Skip Carey, when he came to Atlanta, to do Atlanta Hawks basketball. He was their radio voice, the Atlanta Hawks, and was arguably one of the best ever to do radio basketball, NBA, and listen to him. And I guess Ed Thelenius was the guy at that time, early when my childhood was doing Georgia stuff, and he went to work for CBS. He did the Falcons when they started, when they formed the franchise, and went to work for CBS doing Falcons games in Atlanta. And then Larry Munson replaced him, and that's, grew up listening to him. And some to Al Seraldo at Georgia Tech, was a longtime radio voice there. John Ferguson at Tennessee. And my dad's a Baptist preacher, and we moved to New Orleans. He went to seminary, lived out there 2.5 years.
So you saw that performance. I mean, there's a presentation as a Baptist preacher.
I tell everybody that's where I got my gift of gab. Yeah. My dad was a preacher, he's retired, but he still does at 85. If there's a pulpit available, he will find it. I'll put it that way.
Well, so in 1979 till 83, you were here, right?
Right.
I could be wrong as far as the timing, but wasn't it about the time that Mitch Gray started?
Right in that time.
Did you work with him at all? Was he
No, we worked for competing stations, as a matter of fact. Yeah. But now I've known Mitch, once I came to Carrollton, met him early on at that point in time, as a matter of fact.
So we had competing stations doing high school football and doing sports and local coverage.
Yes.
So that's before Steve Craddock made it a monopoly, took over everything.
Didn't have monopolies at that time.
That's right.
The government changed things. Right. Actually, when West Georgia resurrected the program in 81, I did the broadcast the first year in 81. And during that ownership change, we lost the rights, I guess you would say, and then Mitch stepped in from then and was up until his health issues then.
Yeah.
Had been the longtime voice of the Braves at West Georgia.
Well, the current voice of, or the new voice of Grady Communications is Mike Paris, and he is our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, the new sports voice of Grady Communications. You've already done some games this year, right, for Grady?
Actually, I did. This is interesting, and a lot of people may not realize this. At Jacksonville State, when I was first hired, even though my job, I still did the radio broadcast. I was in fundraising and marketing, basically sponsorship sales is what it was. And initially, I was not an athletic department employee, so I could still do sports. But we made the move from Division II to Division I, and then I became an employee of the athletic department, where the NCAA rulebook in Division I athletics says, if you're an employee of the athletic department, you can't do radio, TV, public address. You're not even supposed to do an interview on a high school broadcast. So I went about almost 25 years and couldn't do anything as far as high school stuff. Had I stayed as a non-athletic department employee, it would have been fine. And this only applies to Division I, Division II, Division III. It doesn't affect. You can do what you want to from that standpoint. So anyway, I was from roughly 25 years, I couldn't do anything. So when I retired and became a part-time employee, then I was okay to do some high school stuff. So actually, in 21 that year, I did Rome High School football for a station there. And then I came back home for a year in 22 and did games here in 2022. And then was back in the area over there doing high school games last year. This opportunity has opened some other doors, or when this door opened for me, I took advantage of it. I'll put it that way. So, I'm back home, so to speak. My wife and I live in Tallapoosa. She's from there. Probably will never leave Harrelson County, as a matter of fact. So,
how about the transition from college to broadcasting the college games to high school? Is there much difference at all?
The only difference is the information is more readily available at the collegiate level than it is high school. All football coaches at every level, all coaches, let me put it this way, all coaches, 99.99% of them are paranoid. They think if they tell you or give you information, it's going to end up the opponent's hands or whatever. So it's just tougher to get information from a high school standpoint, just to get a roster to have names and numbers on it. Or if you get one, half the time the numbers aren't right, that's the biggest difference, I would say.
All right, Mike Paris is our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. As of today, he is officially Grady Communications Sports Director, and hope to have you here for a long, long time. You'll be doing the morning, Wide Open 3, the little 3-minute sports cast that we have in the morning. You'll be doing that as well.
You're doing a great job with that. So
I enjoy it. I don't mind it, but I just think that you will do a more local job. I mean, I can cheat a little bit and get information from the Braves and University of West Georgia, but I expect that you'll be able to get more
correct.
Local
That's
things
the plan,
like tennis
yes.
and volleyball and pickleball by next year.
Pickleball. All right. I hear somebody laughing in the background. We must have a pickleball player in the building here.
It's because it's just taken over. I mean, it really is just taken over. And I think all the superintendents locally have said, we expect to see it part of high school within the next 2 years.
Well, you were asking about our head football coach, Rich Rodriguez, the place that he bought in Jacksonville. He's added pickleball courts to his homestead there in Jacksonville, as a matter of fact.
That's well, good. Cool. I look forward to visiting him sometime in the next year. We're going to take our first break here. Okay. This morning's Community Voice is brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
A 8:43, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And this morning we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is Mike Paris, and he is joining Graddy Communications as our brand new sports director. I believe we have a brand new host. I don't know if it's this morning or not, but coming up this week, a brand new host on B92 Country as well. Steve Graddick, I mean, he was heard saying, you know, finally we're getting some talent in here, and so yeah, that was nice. It's nice to see Steve happy finally.
Well, the guy that's taken over mornings is an Alabama guy. In fact, we've been in the market together, never worked together. I've known him just about the whole time I've been in Alabama, as a matter of fact. So
he's
a good one.
Yet.
He's talented. He is.
Haven't seen him yet, but he's got the mornings, the country radio station right. Morning show name anyway, right?
Tex Carter. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so hope you check him out this week. I know Michael Vincent is helping him out. Yeah, Mike was filling that role for about the last month or so. But, man, that guy works 20 hours a day. And
I don't know how he does it. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, he'd like a little bit of time off. Have you got to meet everybody mostly? Am I the last one with the Graddy Communications at your meeting?
You may be, yes. There might, I don't know. I think that you may be the last person.
Yes.
Sorry about that. Well, it's just the way it fell out.
Yeah, that's, how about seeing.
You work all the time, though, too, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
How about seeing that, you know, young, we do have a nice mix of some younger talent.
Right.
With the older folks who may have be setting our ways as far as radio. And maybe appreciate radio a little bit more, just maybe a little more nostalgic for it, you know. I mean, but we do have a good little mix, I think, throughout the radio stations.
Well, even though I've been doing the radio broadcast, I really haven't been involved in radio per se, radio station, that sort of thing. Wow. Since about 1995, I guess, something like that. Even when I had left the stations and was doing some stuff with cable folks there in the Anniston area, I still did some radio stuff with them too, some sports stuff and whatnot at that time for a couple of years after that. But so I'm a little... Let's just say it's a whole lot easier with modern technology with some stuff in radio than it was in the old days. They got no clue, man. Splicing tape together.
That's right,
awful. Terrible. Yeah, look at him over there. He wouldn't have a clue how to do that, I bet.
Talking about Joel Bronk, our camera guy in there. Joel always streaming our programming. Also streams Carrollton City Council and Carroll County. He'll be streaming Carrollton City Council tonight, too. So you can watch that stream on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page.
And the tailgate shows on Friday.
O'clock.
Before high school football, he does those too.
He's in all of it. Yeah, he's
a busy man too.
Yeah. Well, we all are. We all do try to keep.
Graddy gets his money's worth out of it.
What do we see you doing over the next? Officially today is what we're saying that you're taking over. But you got to develop some relationships,
right.
I think, to kind of get into those, those right. localized stories. What do you see yourself doing over the next month?
Spending a lot of time doing that, especially with the morning sportscast. That'll be concentrated heavily on local stuff to begin with, and then Braves affiliate as well. So we'll do that, and the Dogs and. The Yellow Jackets and the Falcons and whatnot, Hawks too, but mainly we'll concentrate on local sports is what we will do from that standpoint with those 3-minute updates of a morning.
As a Jacksonville State announcer, can you say, are there other teams that you like? I mean, do you follow other college teams?
Just say I might bark every once in a while. Sorry. Would that tell you? Those folks in Athens, that's who I would probably – If I'm not at Jacksonville State and I have an open date, thanks to my wife, I'll be in Athens probably is where I will be.
Yeah, Graddick's a Georgia Tech graduate.
I didn't know that until the last few days.
I don't even think he knew that Georgia Tech was in the top 25 last week just for that moment. And, by the time that we tell him.
They'll be gone.
They've already fallen out. Yeah, with that loss. But it was exciting for a second or two, I think, that we should have shared it with him. We should have let him reap that celebrated that knowledge, but we didn't even tell him. Didn't even see him last week to tell him, but oh well. Mike Paris is our guest this morning. Again, he is the new sports director for Graddy Communications. You keep up with other sports? You think that you're really...
Yeah. Football, basketball, and baseball. But
that's me too. Those are three top. Yeah.
But especially from the college side of things, softball, girls, women's softball has become very big. Follow that. We've had a successful program for a number of years at Jacksonville State. In fact, our coach had been there tell you how old I am. She and her twin sister, they're from just across the state line at Spring Garden, Alabama. She coached softball. The other twin coached basketball for a while for us. They played for us. So I go back to their days when they were basketball players at Jacksonville State and then their coaching career. And I told her I knew I was really old when she retires, you know, not only as a player but a coach at 31 years at Jacksonville State as well. So I knew I was getting old when we had second-generation players coming in, and especially in football, their dads played for us, their games. I was doing games when their dads played. Now you got their sons are at Jacksonville State. We've had a few of those in the last several years. So, when I was here in 79, my hair was a different style and different color and all that stuff. But to come back –
it's a good-looking mop, Mike. Thanks for bringing that up. You're changing color.
It didn't fall out. It just – like the leaves, it changed colors. There are still some people that from 1979, believe it or not, I reckon, you know, people that I built relationships here that it's been nice to visit with them and to see them again and spend some time with them.
And I'm sure they followed you. I mean, I'm sure they followed, you know, Jacksonville State. Of course, I could hear the game streaming online, too.
Well, in fact, Mr. Graddick, one of his former stations that he owned, was an affiliate of ours for several years. So you could hear me in this market for a while at one time as well. But I go back a couple of years ago. The games, as I mentioned, I did some games in 2022. It was over at Central. A guy that played at Central during that time saw him. He was doing the PA or something over there, you know. First time I'd seen him in forever, I guess. Longtime Central coach, Ronnie Birchfield. He was a neighbor of mine, as a matter of fact, I guess you would say, when I was here. And before I went to Anniston with the new job. But anyway, I've seen him through the years. But I spent some time with him a couple of years ago. Got to see him quite a bit. Bill Bailey's a retired coach now. I've run into him. Some of the folks in Harrelson County that were around during that time. So it's been neat. I'll throw a name out. He and I worked together when I was here, Andy Mickashawn. He just done some broadcasting through the years. I go to the third round of the golf tournament. We played a week ago Thursday to open the season at Jacksonville State. So that Saturday I'm at the golf tournament there at the Tour Championship, and we're trying to cross over, and somebody says, "Whoa, wait a minute, you know, we got a cart coming through," and it was Andy over there working, you know. So
it is a fraternity, yeah, you think about the people who have been in sports casting, broadcasting. I mean, you think about from 80 onward. I mean, it is a little fraternity where you guys all, you know, kind of keep in touch and remember each other. And
it's been neat through the years. Scott Howard over at Georgia, I don't really know him that well. Jeff Dantzler does their baseball, and I've got to know him because we played them in baseball some and spent some time with him. And up until I came to Graddick for a little over the last year, I'd been doing a morning sports show at a local station in Oxford, as a matter of fact, Oxford, Alabama. So a lot of the guys, I was leaning on a lot of, I'll call them radio voices, different schools and whatnot. I had a lot of guests on my show. Those guys are doing the radio broadcast. And you mentioned an award I won. I went to a meeting, the ceremony to receive the award a couple of years back. A year ago was when it was. Won the award for 22, and the ceremony was in December of 23 was when it was. But to meet some people around the country and whatnot like that was, pretty neat for me. A lot of people who've done this for a long, long time.
When we hear you broadcasting, maybe doing sports shows or podcasts, are you somebody who gives an opinion on anything, or do you criticize sports?
I will stay away from that from the high school and college standpoint. No, I might criticize somebody professionally, you know, because they're getting paid a shekel or two to do that. And some, I've heard some people, you know, with the sentiment now that college players are getting paid, so they may be game before it's all over with some things. I don't know, but I usually stay away from that.
What games have you broadcast for? So are you broadcasting one school majority of the time?
Harrelson County. And going back a couple of years ago, I did Central games. I did a couple of Bowden games during that time. I did one Carrollton game as well during that time.
I was going to focus on Bowden. I mean, being able to broadcast for Bowden or, you know, City of Carrollton, all of our schools, you know, we should be proud of equally. But Carrollton, I mean, getting so much national attention now. Bowden's two-time defending champion, and right now, no reason to think that they couldn't come close at least again this year.
They got an excellent chance to make it a three-peat. I can tell you that. Yeah. And it was this way back in 1979 when I started, and it's still true today. There's a lot of community pride, I'll put it that way, you know, with their favorite school, with you know, a lot of support, a lot of fan support and whatnot still to this day.
Mike Parris, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, introducing him today as Grady Communications' new sports director. We are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, so if you want to post any comments or questions up there as we come back for our final segment, I'll be sure and share those. Time right now, 8:54. Community Voice is brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. My guest this morning, Mike Parris. He is a Grady Communications brand new sports director. So you're going to hear a lot more from him. I guess see a lot more of you around town and at football games,
right,
and sporting events. I think we kind of take for granted that listeners always call us with, you know, or send us emails with sports scores and things like that. And we do need to count on the community
right,
to do that, because we all can't be in all those places at the right time. I'm guessing you're going to have an email set up and everything and encourage people to do that.
I was going to turn around and look. I can't do that. Yes, I'm supposed to. I'll put it that way. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll be blowing up here before too long.
And we'll have it on the website,
right, exactly,
for all that information. But, you know, are there sports that you'd like to see us give more coverage to?
We've talked about doing some things. Of course, high school football, the big thing.
Yeah,
and I know they've done some other stuff in years gone by, so hopefully we'll be able to continue that and do those things as well. Basketball, baseball, maybe some softball, whatnot as well. Pickleball.
You know, we've tried to, at least a couple times. I think we've had basketball teams out for fundraisers and things,
right,
like that. But maybe we can get a softball team now. We got somebody, you know, get some connections, so we can start doing that for charity or something like that.
Right.
I mean, I haven't played in 20 years. There's an alternate baseball league, a gentleman who runs that. I think they're actually playing in Anniston. Was it Brick? No, not Anniston. It's in Birmingham. The Brick House Stadium, is that what that is? Brickton? Anyway, alternate baseball league, they're coming here to Carrollton
in
the 22nd of September. And there's a couple of former Braves that are playing on that, too.
Wow,
and
I didn't know that.
He's asked us to have a representative out there. And I was excited about it, but I have a great memory of me playing when I last played in 2004. And I, you know, kind of don't want to ruin that when I'm out there, you know,
keep that perfect memory that you have. Are you a Cubs fan?
I'm
a
Cubs fan.
At your Cubs?
Born in Chicago, grew up in West Virginia, so I'm a Cubs, Bears, you know, Mountaineer fan too.
Wow.
So it's a nice little mixture.
Well, you are all messed up.
I'm sorry. Well, that's you're not far off with that. 8:50. Are you going to have a phrase or something that people will recognize you by?
Not really. I've never coined one in all this.
Trying to think what
not
what
smart
was
enough Seth's, to come up with something.
What was Seth Kane had one for a little bit. Go out and be a good sport or something. It was something like that. If play good sports and be a good sport.
Yeah,
it was something along those lines. All right. Well, Mike, it was good.
Look, you know, the wheel's never been reinvented, so, you know, he borrowed that from – I won't say he borrowed it from someone else. So
he probably did, but it stuck with me. It made me want to have a better day. Just like Steve Gradick on Monday when he says, go out and make it a great day. You're in tune with WLBB Carrollton. Mike, it was good to meet you.
Thank you, sir. Enjoyed it. Thanks.
And look forward to listening to you on all the great communications.
Look forward
to radio stations.
Get to know you and listening to you, too.
Appreciate it. 8:59. Come back tomorrow morning at 8:30. I was going to tell you who the guest was, but I don't know who it is. But I suspect Josh will be the host. So tune in tomorrow morning at 8:30 to find out. Anyway, have a great Monday, everybody.